Kekko's Hay Barn. You are at a crossroads. Take a quick look to the right, just around the corner, and you can admire some lovely carving work by Andreino Zuliani. Proof of the passion and love that the locals put into decorating their homes and give pleasure to those people who visit the village. Go back on yourself a few steps. Just beyond the vegetable garden, up on the wall, is the shuttle installation. A huge bobbin has been set into a traditional-looking wood stack. From there, a thread then weaves its way up, then back and forth between upright poles above. A kind of amazing and unusual insignia for an atelier who, on the contrary, is discreet and working in a small rural building nearby. Further to the left, you will see the inviting entrance of the first tabia, Kekko's Hay Barn, named after its last owner. The information board will give you more details. Just inside, after the ramp, there is a scent of hay and modern showcases. These transparent cubes display the excellent local craft production. The brewery, Birrificio Bionocch, imaginative multi-awarded beers, the craft biscuit maker, La Rondine, the pasties of the Pasticceria Lucian, and the creative and almost philosophical products of the butcher, Macelleria Bonat. This must tempt you. For your sense of touch and sight, there are the classic sculptures in wood by Zaini Scultori, and those more modern and sought-after ones by his son, Gianluigi, the previous woven damask fabrics of Artelaire, and finally the splendid harmony of coloured wood, utility and decoration in accessories and furniture of Artistica Legno GT. The floor above the hay barn is a communal cultural space dedicated to themed evenings, presentations of books, or it can be reserved for initiatives and meetings. Take your time and have a look around. As you come out, you will see the straight arrow indicating the way. You will be hearing me later.